The Board of Fish doubled Chignik's allocation for the first run. That means the fleet has to harvest 600,000 fish before IGVAC opens to Kodiak's fleet. It also cut Kodiak fishermen's allocation of the sockeye catch in half, and it shortened the fishing period in IGVAC.
I would say the thing that I am right now is optimistic.
Benjamin Allen is a city council member in Chignik Bay who has been fishing there for two decades. Allen says the Cape IGVAC plan, which was put in place in 1978, did have safeguards. For the past 2 years, the Kodiak fleet didn't fish in Cape IGVAC at all due to Chignik's low returns. But Allen says the recent changes ensure that Chignik will benefit when the sockeye do come back.
In Chignik, none of us blamed IGVAC for the problems that exist there. But now that there's such a low level of run, we need those fish to be returning. And so without them, we're never going to economically stabilize.
Chignik had a devastating year in 2018. Enough salmon escaped in 2019 to meet the state's goal, but the run was still below the 10-year average. Only about 350 sockeye returned in the early run, and the late run was even smaller. For many fishermen, the board's vote on IGVAC was a long time coming.
We've been fighting to get, you know, those allocations reduced. We were trying to get it, you know, where they would have fish off of our catch rather than off our predictions.
That's Hank Brandel, who has fished in Chignik since 1966. Hank's son, Corey, grew up in Chignik Lagoon and now lives in Kodiak. He also says the change is long overdue.
We don't have a first run no more. It's getting pretty bad. I mean, it's not sustainable no more.
Now, Brandel says the board needs to restrict fishing effort in Area M as well, which many critics see as an intercept fishery, where sockeye traveling through are harvested before they can reach fisheries closer to their spawning grounds. Chignik fishermen had a similar critique of Cape IGVAC. In 1969, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game conducted a tagging study showing that Cape IGVAC fish were mainly bound for Chignik. Birch Foster is a biologist with Fish and Game.
Back then, predominantly those fish were captured in Chignik River or the watershed or in the Chignik management area. And so the thought was that a large percentage, you know, 80-90% of the fish caught at Cape IGVAC were Chignik bound.
More recently, 2 years of genetic samples at IGVAC from 2015 and 2016 showed a more diverse stock composition.
It was kind of a mixed bag of fish over in Cape IGVAC, even though it was a limited number of years and times. But there was Chignik, there was Cook Inlet, there was Kodiak, there was Prince William Sound. Those are the four major contributors over there.
At the meeting, Kodiak fishermen argued that the longstanding management plan worked and that the changes would hurt Kodiak's economy. The Kodiak Salmon Workgroup told KMXT that the loss from changes to the Cook Inlet and Cape IGVAC plans would total between $2 and $3 million annually. Some testified that the downturn of Chignik's run in recent years is due to environmental factors and not Kodiak's fishing effort. Matt Keplinger has fished in Kodiak for 40 years and now works as a fleet manager at a Bristol Bay processor. In his testimony at the meeting, he said the changes were unfounded.
Cape IGVAC fishery is not impacting escapement into Chignik. On what basis will you reduce Kodiak's fishing opportunities? What is the justification for this debacle?
Lorena Skonberg is a member of the Yuzinki Native Corporation. In her testimony, she said that small communities like Yuzinki relied on the management plan to keep participation viable for local fishermen.
We know that if you close or restrict these areas, it'll put another 30 or 50 boats into the Yuzinki area and harm our fishermen.
Meanwhile, Chignik's forecast is not promising this year. Fish and Game estimates that around 500,000 sockeye will return in the early run. Since the harvest is expected to be below 600,000 fish, the department doesn't anticipate opening Cape IGVAC to fishing in 2020. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.